Hello, boss Hissel. How are you? Let me just see now. Hello, how are you, boss Hissel?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. You wouldn't mind doing the just asking about Ascot. The merchandise today, because I am going to invite you anyway on Sunday, which is for the jazz show. So you don't mind doing it, do you? Just having a brief about...
No. I'm here. I'm here, whatever you need.
Yeah. Just please tell me about the appraisal shop. What made you have Ascot form this e-commerce online shop, please?
Right. Well, Ascot Apparel, it came off of... our record company, Ascot Records, and it was just another way for us to give our artists another branding opportunity. So each artist, we try to set up with their own merchandise through Ascot Apparel, and it's just another way to promote the artists as well as generate another line of income for the artists.
Right. Now, I saw that you have the Nightingale,
Nicole Gobert, yeah.
Did she, her T-shirt, her merchandise, Luscious Lips, did she create that?
I couldn't hear you. You're breaking up.
Oh, did you? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit. You just choppy. Sound a little choppy.
Yeah. Did she create the design, or did you?
Well, no. Actually, we have an artist, AI artist that we work with, and basically, you know, we all create the vision together. So we work with an AI artist as far as developing the vision that we're going to use for each artist's brand.
Right. I also asked you about sponsorship. Now, can each – you've got what's known as the Lion's Den. What actually
yes.
The Lion's Den with all these your artists? What does that
mean? Well, the Lion's Den is actually just – a place that's actually our fan base. It's what we call our fan base, the Lion's Den. So that's where we go hang out. That's where you go get all the information as far as Ascot Records and all of our artists, all of our merchandise, all of our radio things that's going on, because we have a lot of different arms. You know, we have a lot of different branches on the tree. So we have the merchandise, we have the radio show, and we have the label. So it's a three-headed lion.
Right. Now, then, I also inquired, you have sponsorship. So how does the sponsorship program work?
Well, basically, we're a sponsor for HiXX Online Magazine. But as far as our sponsorship is concerned, if anyone who wants to sponsor us will basically be branded through our company.
So how do they contact you for sponsorship?
They can contact me. You can hit me up on Facebook. My name is Robert Harper on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm Boss Hizzle, B-O.
Hello? 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 Boss Hizzle? Is he still there? Because he seems to have gone now. My name is Gina, and you listen to an interview with Boss Hizzle from Ascot Radio, in which I'm just talking about the merchandise that he has on offer. Now, I don't know what has happened. He's still there.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You just suddenly went.
But you can just Google Ascot Records. With a Z, ASCOTRECORDZ, and it'll show you all of our different various platforms.
Right. So when a person wants to do a sponsor, how much would you charge this person?
We have different levels of sponsorship. So, you know, the best thing to do is we try to tailor it to the budget of the company or individual. So the best thing to do is get in contact with me and we can negotiate, but we try to work with all budgets and make it feasible for everybody.
Right.
Because we understand, as independents, we understand that, you know, people don't have thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know. So we try to make it feasible for the people, you know, to get promotion through us.
That would be quite good. Right. What I also saw is that you have a cup. When is the cup coming out? Because it says coming out in May. Very nice display of the lion on this cup or bottle.
You said on the bottle, yeah. That's just another merchandise that we're trying to come up with. It's not actually available yet, but it will be soon.
That's quite nice because I thought that was very nice.
Yeah, we planning on doing everything. Coffee mugs, baby bibs, panties, bras, T-shirts, shorts, sweatsuits. You know, we plan on doing everything eventually, like I said. But with us being an independent label, you know, the funding is where, you know, we got to try to be tricky with coming up with the funding for these various projects.
Mm-hmm. So how is KGCN, how does that integrate with Ascot Radio?
Well, we just affiliates. You know, we went through KGCN at first as, you know, to promote our artists. But, you know, we have a long-standing relationship with them outside of the whole music thing. So, yeah, they're partners, affiliates. You know, it's two different companies, but we do a lot of collaborations.
Well, I don't know much about KGCN. Can you explain exactly what they do and who they are?
Well, basically, as far as KGCN, it's just a podcast, you know. They're on three times a day, every day here on Podbean. And they're similar to us, but they're different. We tend to focus more on independent artists. They also deal with independent artists, but they incorporate a lot of mainstream music into their playlist. So that's the difference between us and them, is that you'll get more mainstream music on their station and a lot of independent music on our station.
Mm-hmm. Can you also say how many artists do you have? Because I've seen Honey, you've got Tico. What do these artists actually bring to Ascot Radio?
Well, they bring a lot. They bring creativity, they bring music, they bring their personality, they bring so a lot of artists, like Tusi, he also does production. He does engineering. Every artist bring all of their talents to the table. And basically, we just use the best thing from everybody to benefit everybody. You know, so if I'm a good photographer, then I'll do the photos. If you're a good graphic designer, then you'll do the graphics. If you're a good promoter, you do the promoter. So we all just bring our strengths and talents to one table with one goal in mind. And we support each other, you know, and we're all able to get more done because we have a support system behind us.
That's quite good. Now, Tusi is Nigerian. How exactly?
Tusi.
How did you meet him?
The internet opens up the world to you. You know, he's an artist, an independent artist, and he was promoting himself. And we basically tell him, you know, hey, we got a situation where we can, you know, put a team behind you and give you some guidance and open up some opportunities that you may have not been able to open up for yourself. So everything is like a collaboration. You know, most of the artists were artists before they came to Ascot Radio. So it ain't like we just taking people off the streets and turning them into artists. We're getting artists that's already trying to make it, and we're just offering them advice and assistance and financial support.
Right. Is Tusi in California? Is he in America or is he in Nigeria? Where exactly is he?
He's actually in Nigeria. So it's difficult working with him just because of the time difference, you know. So it's kind of hard when it comes to like interviews and stuff like that to book him. But we working with him. He's a dope artist. He got good music. He's a hard worker and he doing everything he need to do, and we doing everything we need to do. So he'll be dropping, his project will be dropping in June.
Right. So have you actually met him, or will he be visiting you?
Yeah. We all going to link up in August. We're going to all link up in California to KGCN is actually throwing an event for all the Pod Beamers and all of the artists that we supporting. And that'll be in August. So, yeah, everybody will get together in August.
So how are you going to get together? Is it through Zoom or are they actually going to fly?
No. Everybody flying in.
So that's quite wonderful. Yeah. My goodness. So where is that actually going to be held?
In California, I don't think they actually have a venue yet, but it'll be in Los Angeles, California.
That would be absolutely fantastic to know about it. Now, can you talk about Nicole Gilbert? Now, she is doing an event.
Is it June 22nd, Topeka, Kansas. They're opening up the Lewis Curtis campus, which is a community resource where people will be able to go get job training, resume building, various projects like that. And they're doing a grand opening, and she'll be the special guest artist there in Topeka, Kansas. So anybody in that area, yeah, make sure you go. It's a free community event, and she'll be the feature artist.
That is absolutely fantastic. Continuing with your merchandise. Now, you are on bonfire.com, is that right?
Yeah, bonfire.com, yep. Right.
So what exactly does that do? Do you just upload your things there and people can go to bonfire?
Yeah, basically, it's a place where you can design your product and you don't have to actually purchase the merchandise up front. So they basically print it by order. So whenever a customer goes, we promote our links, and whenever a customer order a project, they actually print it on demand and send it out. So we don't have to deal with any of that. Only thing we do is design the product and promote the links, and the customer go order it, and it got printed and mailed directly to them from Bonfire.
Right. So do you send it to them? I mean, how does it actually work with Bonfire? Does Bonfire have your material, or do they contact you?
I can't hear you. I don't know if I lost you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
But I can't hear you.
Okay. So I said, how does it actually work with Bonfire? So Bonfire, do they contact you that somebody's
going? Oh, I hear you now. Excuse me?
But how does it work with Bonfire? Do they contact you and say somebody's going to order from you and you?
I can't hear you. You're going in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Hello, Bonfire?
I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear
you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. I said, how does it work with Bonfire? Do they contact you when somebody has placed an order?
Fire? Yeah, you're going out. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me right now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Bonfire? Yeah, I can't hear you.
Okay. I said, how does it work with Bonfire? Do they?
Can't hear you. I apologize again.
Okay. Can you hear me? Boss Hizel, can you hear me? Hello, Boss Hizel?
I don't know if it's my end. I'm going to try to log out and log back in because I...
Right. So, are you still there? Hello, Boss Hizel? Oh, my goodness. Boss Hizel is going to log back in again. My name is Gina, and you are listening to an interview with Boss Hizel, the CEO of Ascot Radio. Now, he has developed a merchandise, an appraisal, where it's a shop, and you can buy goods from him. And he has artists called Nicole and Tusky. So the artist is called Nicole Gilbert. And you can actually buy equipment and you can buy T-shirts from him. Now, I just lost him here. Now, as he explained, all of his artists that you have, he has artists in Nigeria. He's got artists in Montana, which is Nicole Gilbert. Now, all of these artists here is known as the Lion's Den, which is very unusual, which Boss Hustle was explaining, which I do hope if he can come back again. Now, he's linked to KGCN, which is a podcast, and together they are an affiliation in which KGN, I believe, promotes Ascot Radio, and they both do the same. My name is Gina, and you are listening to an interview which I had with Ascot radio, the Boss Hizzle. Now, he has not come back again, but I do hope if he can come back onto the show, because, you know, he's just been cut off. So this show just gives you an insight into the appraisal of Ascot Radio and what the how the radio station is, how it's developing, and all the interesting thing, the interesting artists that are on this radio station, what they are doing, and how they are how Boss Hizzle is promoting Ascot Radio, and what he's doing, you know, the merchandise, the e-commerce on bonfire.com, in which he had explained everything about that new appraisal store that he has, which is a website which you can check out. It's just bonfire.com, Ascot Radio. All this is on my website, you know, that is here on the Podbean, which you can just Google LMS Radio and you will see all these, the links. So Boss Hizzle hasn't come back. But anyway, this was just a brief interview on Ascot Radio and the merchandise that the radio station has on. It would be nice if Boss Hizzle came back again, but as you can see, it's very difficult for him to be on. Right, so, you know, it's been a pleasure, and may I say many thanks to so many of you listeners. I'm going to be off right now. Boss Hizzle has not come back. So, my name is Gina, and you were listening to a brief interview with Boss Hizzle, the CEO of Ascot Radio, which he gave a brief insight into his radio station, the shop he has, his affiliation with KGCN. And many thanks to so many of you listeners from Maryland, California, and North Carolina, Peru, India, Mexico. Thank you a great deal. And links which you can also get to is afoolforlearning.com, Pulse in Anderson, Ninana, Alaska. My goodness, that's another one. That's by Dan Ellerbritt. Now, he owns this podcast, and he also has a radio show coming from Alaska. And also Tick Radio, which is hosted by Monica Susanna in Banji, California, which is in Mexico. So my name is Gina, and you were listening to a brief interview that I had with the boss of Ascot Radio, which was, you know, an insight into how he's marketing his radio station, he's promoting it, and it seems to be going a long way. And he also talked about Nicole Gilbert, who is, she's performing in Illinois. Well, anyway, thank you so much listening to me here in the UK, and as well, thank you a great deal, and I do hope to see you next time.
Broadcasting to the UK, Europe, and the rest of the world, this is LMS Radio.
For some content, like and subscribe now.